Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
So many questions have been asked of me over the last several years concerning the Bible and its ability to be specific on certain topics, subjects, questions. People have asked me, and in 2005, we did a whole year, as in this year's Jesus is Lord. In 2005, it was wise. That was our theme, our vision for the year, being wise in 05. And as we were talking about that, there were some questions that I had been asked, and I have been asked on the road way before even starting a church. Here's some of them. Can I dye my hair like this? Now, just know this. This question was asked way before I had a daughter even here. I mean, I had people that would ask me my opinion on that. Can I dye my hair this color? Can I do this? Can I dye my hair? And being a principal of the school, I have had parents, can my daughter dye her hair? I have had parents say, can my son dye his hair this color? All right, so I've been asked that question. I have been asked this question, not just in school, but in life. Can I wear that? Can I wear that? I have been asked this question. What do you think about us going here? Can I go here? I mean, there are some Christians that are so much on the mark that they won't go and eat in an establishment that has alcohol. So, I mean, I understand that there are lines that are drawn in Christianity in different places. So they were asking me my opinion, and what does the Bible say about that? Another question has been asked, and I've been asked this a lot. What do you think about getting a tattoo and body piercings? What do you think about that? Can I do that? Another question, can I date this person? He's not in the church. Can I date this person? Some of y'all are already getting worried, I can tell. Oh no, pastor's getting, hey, I'm going to talk about some stuff and I'm just not going to hide anything. I want to know what the Bible says. And I don't want to ask Ashley's opinion, I want to know what the Bible says. So can I date this person? Can I watch this in my entertainment is a question that's been asked. Can I drink that? Can I take this? Let me answer all of these real quick. Yep, you can. Are we done? No. What you've got to know is the reason I say yes, you can is because it ain't up to me. It's not up to God. It's your choice. But what I want to know is what God says about it. See, you've been given a choice to do whatever you want. Here's the question you need to ask on all these subjects, and don't apply them to all of them because some of them might be yes and some of them might be no. But the question you need to ask is, should I? Not can I, but should I? And that has a lot to do with a lot wider picture and deeper picture than what sometimes we can answer. See, the question should not be can I, but should I? And that is where you got to look past the situation into the future of your decision and see what it's going to produce for advancing the kingdom of God. That's what's got to be. Is what I'm getting ready to do in the situation I'm in the place I'm at in life, is it going to advance the kingdom of God or is it going to hurt the kingdom of God? It's just really that easy. And I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes about it. But it's that easy. Is it going to advance the kingdom of God or could it hurt it? Because that's the question. Should I do this? Was it going to advance the kingdom of God or could it hurt it? What does the Bible say about these things? Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. So be careful how you live. And then the Bible says what? Look at somebody else. That's what it says. Be careful how you live. Now look at somebody else. What's it saying there? Be careful how you live. Now live like somebody else who's wise. Live like someone who's wise. The Bible tells you specifically to look at somebody else. So you've got to measure what wisdom is. Well, how do you measure that? You measure it on the fruit of whether it works or doesn't. So if I'm going to be a pastor, I'm going to find somebody whose fruit is similar to where ours, or where, what I'm looking to accomplish, where I'm at in this area. And since I was looking to Tim Brooks, one of the things I did is I looked at somebody who was wise in my eyes and what I could see is the produce. And I said, okay, here's the decisions that I have about some things. What I wear, what my hair looks like, All of these things became really more specific to me. And there were times I had questions. Pastor Tim, what do you think about this? Because here's what I'm thinking about doing. Here's what I'm thinking may be good and it may be bad. And I don't know, but I just need your opinion. See, I want to look at someone who's wiser than what I see myself as. And the only way I can see that is to see the fruit in their life. And as I see the fruit in their life, then I make a quick decision. Oh, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. Then I don't make it about me. I make it about the Word. Do you see the difference? So that's kind of an easy way to look at it. It really is. It really is. See, it may not be whether or not you can or not. It's about whether it's wise. So how do you know? How do you know? How do you know if it's wise? You check their fruit. The Bible says to live like those who are wise. Well, you've got to look at others and know this. Wisdom produces good things. So you can know real quick whether that's wise or not. So many are not wanting the answer of whether it's wise or not. See, really, that's really what it amounts to. I want to know what the Bible says, but I want to know because I want to stump you because I'm going to do whatever I want to do. So, I mean, really, that's just kind of the... Now, they may not say that, but that's really what they're saying. See, they just want the approval and the acceptance of their action. Parents know this. So young people, that's a lot of the times where they're at. They just want acceptance and approval of their decision. They don't really want your opinion, and they're not trying to do it because it's wise or not. They're not really trying to look at the Word. They just want it because they want it. See, in all of life, there are parameters. In the Word of God, there are parameters. There are lines you don't cross. Now, I'm not sitting here answering which ones to cross and which ones don't, but the Bible sets up parameters that we are to live inside of. It's impossible to hear this, church. It's impossible for life to work well for you and for you to be successful if you don't live within parameters. There's got to be some lines you draw. Trains have to stay on the track for them to be successful. Ice skaters have to stay on the ice to be successful. Any sport has boundaries and parameters set up so that you don't cross that line and still be able to play the game. If you're going to be involved with Christianity and you're going to spread the message according to the Word in Matthew 28:19-20 to make other disciples, you better make sure decisions you're making in this life are going to allow you to do that. Ephesians 4:12, Romans 4:20, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. For sake of time, I'm not going through those, but all of them talk about the believer's job to build up man in his faith and his walk with the Lord, not to tear him down. It is our job as Christian people to build people up, not tear them down. It's our job. Hear that? I'm going to say it three times. Now, I've already said it once. It's our job to build people up, not tear them down. It's our job to build people up, not tear them down. And when we get set on some areas and we say, you cannot be used because of that, that's a line that I'm not going to draw. That's between them and God. Now, know this. If it's a sin issue, I'm right there. If it's a sin issue and it's outlined as sin in the Word, then I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to say, no, we can't do that. That's a sin issue. But understanding in the kingdom of God, the answer to a question is this building man up or is it tearing them down? And so I know that we need to do that from a leadership standpoint, but know this also, in the decisions you make, you can ask yourself that question. If I do this, will I be able to build people up or will it tear them down? Am I going to build them into the kingdom or is it going to tear them down? See, I want to know when I'm answering a question, when I'm seeking an answer to a question, that what I'm doing is building people up in the kingdom. I don't want to tear them down. So as I'm talking about, and I'm going to get back to all these questions again, but know this, 1 Corinthians 6:12. 1 Corinthians 6:12, very important. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. Now, that's the Word. That's Paul speaking. I mean, just plain as day. I can do anything I want. That's Paul. I can do anything I want. See, but everything's not good for me. See, you can do whatever you want, but everything's not wise. And so it may not be crossing a sin issue, but is it wise? See, you must answer a couple questions here. Is this addictive? Will it enslave you? Will it become your master? The question to answer when the Bible is not specific can be, does this take control of me or others? Does what I'm getting ready to do, does it master me or keep me from him and his word? Does what I'm getting ready to do keep me from God and his word? Does what I'm getting ready to do, where I'm getting ready to go, what I'm getting ready to say, does it enslave me or others and keep me from the things of God? See, very, very, very important questions. 1 Corinthians 6, if you're still there, 19, says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself. Church, we don't belong to ourselves. For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Amen. God dwells in the heart of man. He remains in us, and we remain in him. If that's the quest, if that's where we're at, and that's our quest for life, that's what we think, then the question is, if he's remaining in me and I remain in him, that means wherever I go, I'm taking him. My mama used to tell me that all the time. Just know wherever you are, God's there too. Because you accepted him into your heart and life, and just know. And it was like a threat. But here's the thing. I don't look at it as a threat anymore. I look at it as a really great thing. Wherever I go, God is with me. Yeah. So therefore, I don't mind to go anywhere that I'm going because I know that God will be pleased with where I find myself. So how are you thinking about that? Is it a negative or is it a positive? That's the question. See, is he okay with where you're taking him? Well, absolutely he's okay. That means I can go there. Not a question. And how is he being presented? Let's go to 1 Corinthians because this is all quoted in there, but I think this is good to just read here. I'm doing great on time. Man. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. I believe this was written as 2 Corinthians in the book. There was a, and I'll just say it on tape, there was a misprint. It's not 2 Corinthians, it's 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verse 4. So what about eating meat that has been offered to idols? Now I want you to get the whole picture here as I'm reading, so just think in a big picture format here. We all know that an idol is not really a god and that there is only one God. There may be so-called gods both in heaven and on earth, and some people actually worship many gods and many lords. But we know that there is only one God, the Father, who created everything, and we live for him. And there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom God made everything and through whom we have been given life. However, not all believers know this. Some are accustomed to thinking of idols as being real. So when they eat food that has been offered to idols, they think of it as the worship of real gods, and their weak consciences are violated. It's true that we can't win God's approval by what we eat. We don't lose anything if we don't eat it, and we don't gain anything if we do. But you must be careful so that your freedom does not cause others with a weaker conscience to stumble. For if others see you with your superior knowledge eating in the temple of an idol, won't they be encouraged to violate their conscience by eating food that has been offered to an idol? So because of your superior knowledge, a weak believer for whom Christ died will be destroyed. And when you sin against other believers by encouraging them to do something they believe is wrong, you're sinning against Christ. Whew, be careful what you counsel people. Be careful what you tell people they can and can't do. So if what I eat causes another believer to sin, I'll never eat meat again as long as I live. Whew, I'm glad I wasn't Paul, and I don't like that verse. I mean, if me eating meat causes someone to sin, I'll never eat meat again as long as I live. I don't want to cause another believer to stumble. So you got to see that from the side of, should I do this or should I not? Is doing that going to cause someone to stumble? Then the answer is no, you should not. But that's not for me to answer. That's for you and God to. See, what I don't want to lose my influence or certain things I don't do, because I don't want to cause somebody to stumble. That's just where when we're talking about specific questions, you've got to understand where I'm coming from here. When Christians ask what's wrong with doing this or that, they are missing the entire basis for Christianity. When someone asks, is it okay to do this or that? As a believer, life is no longer about you. So we got to get that. It's about living your life as an example to others. Should I do that? What kind of an example will that be to someone else? And then you make the decision. Is that wise or is it not? See, the question is not about it being okay for you. The question is, will it cause someone to stumble? I don't want to be responsible for that. Paul outlined why. So back to the questions at the beginning. Can I dye my hair like this? If I wear that? If I go here? If I get a tattoo or a body piercing? If I date this person? If I watch this? If I drink that? I'm not answering none of those except for to say, will it cause someone else to stumble? And then you answer that question and you decide. If others that are looking at my life saw me doing that, would it produce them growing closer to God? Or would it produce them being, I don't really know what I think. See, some are like, well, I don't care what everyone else thinks. And with that attitude, you will never grow anybody closer to the Lord, ever. You just know. When you don't care what anybody else thinks, nobody's following you. When you care what others think, people can follow your lead. I care what others think because I want them to follow me as I follow Christ. So knowing that, I care that they see Christ in me. So I want to be careful what I do. Now, there are certain situations that I understand are just still not specifically outlined. And I'm going to use Pastor Tim's example. And as I'm talking about this from a pastor's perspective, I want you to think of Pastor Tim, not me. Not because I can't handle the heat. I just want to make sure our minds are in the right place. The Bible doesn't say that a pastor shouldn't preach in a Speedo bathing suit.
Amen.
The Bible doesn't say that you shouldn't. And I agree. God doesn't care what you wear. I agree. He don't care. Clothes, jewelry, none of that. Hairstyle, none of that's important to God. He don't care. God looks on the heart. However, because of others, Pastor Tim, myself, and every preacher that I know does not preach in a Speedo bathing suit. Aren't you glad? Praise God. Does that illustrate the point? The Bible says anything about that. He don't care what I wear. But I promise you I wouldn't have the crowds that are coming here. I don't even think my wife would come anymore. Josh would be here. At least once. It just wouldn't be every week. Be 1 week. Matthew 18:6. If you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it'd be better you have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Boy, I'm not going to hold. Well, is this a good idea? If it's going to produce a millstone, no, it's probably not. But you have to make that decision. See, it's not about you or me. It's what we can or can't do. 2 Corinthians 3:2 says our lives are a written epistle to be read by all. So I want everybody to be able to read me and realize that's a good choice or that's a bad choice. There's wisdom or there's not wisdom. See, so that's how I answer the questions. Oftentimes the answer, should I or should I not, can be found in the heart and in the motives of the heart. And in closing, just think about this. Why are you doing it? Why are you going there? What have others that have done it that way produced? So that's a question you can ask. What I've got so-and-so, what have they done and how did that produce for them? Will I gain or will I lose influence in my community or around the people who are looking to me or who people I'm looking to have influence with? I'm always got somebody I'm looking to have influence with. And so I'm trying to find a commonality, not something that sets me apart from them. But a lot of people are all the time wanting to be set apart. The only area that I want to be set apart is in the things of God, but I'm still hoping to draw them to that thinking. See, because sometimes I see that they're not thinking about the things of God. Well, I don't want to look like that, so I'm understanding. I don't want to be where they're at. I don't want to have their philosophies. I want to stay in the will of God, but I sure want them to come with me. So the more people that look like, act like, go where I go, I'm all about that. And I've got people where I want to be there. Here's the last one. Will I be embarrassed after doing it or going there? Will I be embarrassed when I have done what I was contemplating doing or not doing? Will I be embarrassed to broadcast it? And will it brag on God or will it brag on me? Will it brag on God or will it brag on me? Because the Bible says you don't need to boast in anything except for Jesus. That's it. That's it. Never get frustrated if you don't have a peace about doing something that after closer examination will not bring glory to God. You got to think like that and know that by doing the wise thing in life, wisdom produces, folly destroys. Wisdom produces, folly destroys. Foolishness, well, that's just foolish. If it's foolish and people are saying that, it's probably not producing for you because I didn't hear wisdom in that statement. That's foolish. So when I've been talking to my kids as they were growing up, Dad, so-and-so did this. I'm thinking about it. What did it produce? Let's find somebody that it produced in. Why? Because the Bible says that we are to live like, which means looking at someone who is wise. Then that's how we're to live. So you're finding someone you live like that's producing. That's what you're doing. And so I want to encourage you tonight, when the Bible's not specific, we have answers, and I gave them to you tonight. If anybody is dealing with this, don't ever forget this sermon. It'll be on podcast. If you need notes from it, I'll give them right out to you, because parents, you're going to be dealing with this if your kids are under 18. You're going to need this information. They need to know what the Bible says about this. We need to know as a church, we're not here to condemn, we're here to build up. We're here to build up. I'm not getting on an issue unless it's a sin issue, and that's where I'm at. But you've got to answer that whether it's wise. It's not about is this sin or not. Is it wise? Is it going to produce? Is it going to produce? Y'all get anything from that tonight?
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.